These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Suzanne Cain on 98 FM. Now, we're joined in studio this morning by, I think, one of the most famous and fabulous pharmacists in all the country. If you're not following her over on Instagram, what are you doing with your life? She's over 130,000 followers. She's informative, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
She's humorous. She's very educational.
I thought you were going to say one of the most famous Dowlings we know. And I was like, okay, we're there.
I was about to get there. She talks all things health, all things well-being. She is Laura Dowling.
Welcome to the show.
AKA the fabulous pharmacist. Laura, good morning.
I'm sure we are related.
This is like a party atmosphere in here.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Are we related? We need to find out.
I think we need to do a DNA test.
I think we could be.
Do you know what? I did say that in a very this morning type moment of like, din, da, 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 da. Coming up after 10:30, the fabulous pharmacist Laura Dowling will be here and we'll be finding out if the two of you are related. Congratulations on all of your success so far. We met a couple of years ago at Wellfest. You were in your very pharmacist role at that point, and you were starting to do lots of stuff online, and then you just became a beacon for, especially for women, in all terms of well-being, mental health. I mean, I slid into your DMs when I was in honestly in the height of COVID. I was pregnant on Sadie. Nobody knew I was pregnant. I have rheumatoid arthritis. We weren't allowed to go anywhere, and I remember feeling so isolated and trapped, and I saw you and I went, Laura, I'm really sorry for sliding into your DMs, but can you help me? And you were like, do this, this and this. And I can imagine that that happens in its thousands.
Yeah, yeah, it does. There's a good few DMs coming in nowadays.
Do you put up a thing now saying, don't DM me, go to your local pharmacist?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't annoy me with the problem.
There's only so much information that I can give someone. And then obviously it's best if they go to their own doctor and pharmacist. But if it's a general question, I'll generally try and help them and then send them in the direction as to where they need to go if they need that extra little bit of support.
In fairness, in terms of your Instagram account alone, I think for, especially for women, anybody looking for a certain topic, it will be there because you cover a lot. Is that kind of driven by DMs that come in, or that people who are, because you're a pharmacist, that's your everyday job, is that you're working as a pharmacist in a pharmacy.
So I get the same questions in all the time.
Okay.
So yeah, I generally listen to what people are saying to me and, you know, do my Instagram topics as a result of that. So I do confession boxes. I get lots of questions in on that.
We'll say there's little ears listening this morning, so we should be very mindful that it is school break. But some of the stuff that people send you, like, they really confide in you on so many levels.
Yeah, I think people can find it cathartic as well, and then they feel they're not so alone either, because sometimes I'll put something up and people are like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one.
Mm.
And that's the reason for the tour actually as well, because people were asking me all of these questions, and I saw it in the pharmacy for so many years, women just too ashamed to talk about issues that they were having. So I thought I'd just, you know, and then after the corporate talks that I was doing around the country, I would get queues of women coming up to me saying, oh my goodness, you know, I've never heard anyone talk about leaking out loud or incontinence out loud. Mm. And actually, I've been suffering for 10 or 15 years. I'm too embarrassed to go to my doctor. I'm too embarrassed to talk to my partner. I've dry vagina. I'm too embarrassed to talk to anyone about it. So when I saw the impact that it was making on the small corporate events, I thought, I'd just bring it to the big stage.
And you are at the National Concert Hall on the 5th of May.
Yes.
For people that have purchased tickets, what can audience expect from the show?
So it's myself and I have a panel. I have a panel of experts as well. So I have Dr. Caroline West. So she's a sex and intimacy specialist. She also deals with sexual violence as well in her current role.
Very important.
Yeah.
Very important because there's so many people that will have had issues and, you know, and how to deal with that and then how to deal with intimate issues going forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
Had issues before. Mm. We have Aoife Harvey, who's a women's health physio. She is just fantastic.
She's brilliant.
Talks all about poos, wheeze, vaginas, bums, everything like that, and just really breaks down for what women, what they can do to help themselves, because a lot of women suffer in silence. You have a lot of women that be going around in black leggings all the time, not able to run. You know, we're telling women they should be exercising well into their senior
years.
You'd
never be in a trampoline.
Never go on a trampoline.
Well, three children, you wouldn't be going there.
Do you know what? You don't have to actually go on a trampoline, but you should be doing weight-bearing exercises. Yeah. You should be running. But you have women that avoid dancing at weddings. They wear dark clothes all the time. Whenever they go out, they need to know where the toilet is.
Isn't that just so sad, though, when you just say that they need to know where the bathroom is, wearing dark clothes for fear of something showing up?
It's so debilitating.
You know, not being able to go out and about, and people suffering for 10, 15 years.
Yes.
That's agonising for anyone.
Absolutely. And the impact it can have on their own self-esteem and their relationship.
And their mental health.
100%. But because of, I suppose, the Catholic shame in Ireland around women's bodies, you know the SPHE, it wasn't even SPH back then, it was just a talk that we got.
Well, there was a talk, and we just briefly spoke about that before you came on. Like, it was a talk, and I think I came out more confused than when I went in. But I, as naive as this sounds, like, I had my first kid when I was 34. Like, it was an awakening. Like, we never thought, everything was so clinical that you were taught in school, and then all of a sudden you're trying to and then there was like this unspoken that nobody told you, and then you were in the breach of it, going,
it was almost like if you,
what is this,
when you were to be intimate or have sexual relations, you'd either get pregnant or an STD.
This was it.
And then as a gay kid growing up, there was nothing.
I'd say there was nothing at all.
It wasn't very inclusive, but as we're saying now, there is a big change.
And it's wonderful, but there's still this shame and stigma around women's health. And like, the thing about it is, women have amazing bodies. Like, what we can do with our bodies is amazing.
Yes, incredible.
But there are a few product faults there in terms of the way our bodies can happen, the things that can happen in our bodies post-baby in terms of incontinence, you know, and post-menopause, or while we're going through menopause or perimenopause, with the hormone level drops, the things that can happen in our pelvic region. But the show, it talks about all things women's health. So I've had 21-year-olds I had a 21-year-old at my Tralee show, and then I had an 88-year-old there with her five daughters. So it's the whole
age demographic
health.
Is incredible.
It's
massive,
you know. And some of the feedback that I got from women that were there were saying, like, I'm 54 and this is an amazing event, I'm so glad I'm here, but I'm so angry too. Because I did not know anything like this. I didn't know that there was help for me. I went through menopause early, and I've suffered in silence for 12 years. And this is the first time I've heard that I could use a pessary ring to help with my prolapse.
Yeah.
So it's blowing open all of those conversations. We also have, I mentioned Aoife and I mentioned Caroline. We also have Kyla Cobbler, the Cork comedian. So she is just fantastic. And then we have Shauna Scott, who owns online on Shupukinas, which is Irish for sex shopper.
Nice.
It isn't salacious, it isn't seedy. It is basically, you know, lubricants that women can use that are safe for them.
So it's so important that you say that.
Yes.
Because again, it's a thing you're taught as a woman. It's that you are that vessel for those things so it's like having empowerment and saying that things. And I can only imagine it starts that there's a bit of, you're all kind of sitting going,
bit of giddiness.
Nobody look at each other.
Exactly. Like being at school.
We're all in it together.
At the end of it, we have a Q&A. So we have a panel. So each lady talks to themselves. And then at the very end, we have an hour long kind of Q&A confession box. So we have a confession box where people can put in confessions, things that they want to talk about. They might be too embarrassed to stand up and talk about. And then we have a Q&A. But actually, the Q&A, people are getting up in the middle of this room full of 1,000 other women and saying,
what we can do together as women.
Exactly. And they're saying, I had this issue, or my doctor wouldn't prescribe me HRT and I suffered for years, but then I went to this doctor and it was great. And the tears are flowing. It is a wonderful, inclusive, safe, open environment. Unbelievable.
Love that.
Will you stay with us? We've loads more to talk to you about.
We're not nearly finished with you.
Sure, I have to show you my puppet.
I'm looking at that puppet and it's uncharted territory.
It's smiling at me.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM. We mentioned there in the previous chat, Laura, about you getting asked questions via social media. What are the most common questions, if you can share them with us, that you get asked all the time?
What is this rash?
How did I get it? Do people send you pictures and voice notes?
They do.
I didn't send any pictures.
They generally send a little written text.
Okay.
And you know what? If it does come to rashes, you can't diagnose a rash over Instagram either. Lots of women's health issues.
Okay.
And actually, interestingly enough, I did have, and I was going to share this later on, I had a confession box up a few weeks ago, and someone was talking about issues with, you know, down below with their vagina or whatever, and I had put up an answer, and one woman messaged me and goes, I didn't realise that this wasn't normal. I thought that this was normal after having a couple of kids. And actually, I need to go and get seen to. And she went and got seen to, and the doctor actually diagnosed her with lichen sclerosis.
And she said that,
but she hadn't seen my story about the fact that what she was experiencing wasn't normal. She thought, oh, look, I've had a couple of babies. It's normal to feel uncomfortable down there all the time. But for she didn't see that, she wouldn't have gone to her doctor. So I think that the issue there is that we don't talk enough about what can go wrong with the woman's bodies, and therefore people are just suffering in silence. So those kind of things, you know, a lot of those issues I would get messages about, UTIs.
Would you ever get men messaging you? I know you specialise in women's health and well-being, but would men contact you?
Occasionally. I probably have about 2 male followers. Okay. One is gay and the other one...
I asked you not to tell it was me. Please be discreet, Laura. Please be discreet. We aren't close friends.
I think the things that I talk about excite women more.
Absolutely.
But I definitely do get men, you know, sliding in sometimes. But it's always...
For a different reason, probably.
Laura,
you look hot.
Not at all,
you look great, in fairness.
Not at all. When you do that yoga, Laura,
oh, yeah. I mean, I get a kick out of that.
There we go. So do the two men.
In fairness, you share so much of your life online. You share, like, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, you had said you'd high cholesterol, which I was really... By the way, I was so shocked about, because I was like, if Laura has high cholesterol,
then we all do.
I was like, we all need to go and get checked. Is there pitfalls to that? Like, is there downfalls that you kind of go, oh God?
So I generally will talk about those kinds of things. Like if I have a health issue, say, for instance. And the reason why I did go on and talk about high cholesterol is because people automatically assume that someone of slim build wouldn't have high cholesterol.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, so many people do. And I went on because as a 44-year-old woman who's perimenopausal and whose hormones are fluctuating by the day, I know there's so many other women like that out there. And they may not necessarily think that high cholesterol is something to look out for, or high blood pressure. But in actual fact, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, they're silent. You don't necessarily know that you have them. And then you can end up with heart issues when you're older if you don't get them looked at now. So that's why I go on and share those kinds of things. I share my exercise, my food, my eating, but I don't really share my, you know, I wouldn't go on and talk about the inner workings,
as it were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't tell everyone every time I have a fight with Mr. Fabulous, you know.
Okay. And never. It doesn't happen.
Please do. We're here for that here.
That's extra content you can sign up for. But you know what? I think kind of the best bit about it is that I've had conversations with my girls, and I think anybody, especially if you're kind of that early 40s, going into your mid 40s, maybe you're finished having your families, or you're coming towards the heavy end of your families, and then your body starts to change and you just think that this is it.
Yeah.
And then you see bits that you put up online and go, no, hang on a second. Wait, hang on. This is, you know, I can do something about
you
this.
Can.
Or I can,
yeah.
You know, because we were never taught that.
No.
I said to you, I didn't know what perimenopause was 2 years ago.
I know.
And now I can see it everywhere and I feel it everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know? But I think there was so lack of education for our generation of women that we won't let that happen to the next. My daughters won't have that.
Absolutely not.
But
and
it's
actually,
the conversations
that's why
you
even,
have.
Absolutely. And that's why even with the tour, I've mums come with their daughters, like over 18s. But
over 18s.
And they're saying, this is brilliant because my daughter now knows, you know, what to look out for, etc. But you're so right. We need more education about women's health in general so we can then tell our little girls, tell our little boys. The boys need to know too. The men need to know. Our men want us to be happy too.
Yes, we do.
You do, of course.
And
don't talk to her. She's pregnant and she's up the wall.
You said about perimenopause and women coming out of it, out of having babies. You'll often have a woman that might have just had a baby 2 years ago at the age of, say, 42. And then she's wondering, you know, my baby's sleeping all night now. They're two. I'm getting the rest that I
should
be.
You're looking at me and I feel very, very much like I identify.
Yeah, but I'm feeling not myself. I still feel like I did back in those early baby days.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's perimenopausal symptoms. But because your baby's so young, you're not necessarily identifying yourself as someone that could be of that age.
You're kind of deluded.
I think you're perimenopausal, Brian. I'm right in the middle of menopause.
Forget the peri.
But this is it. This is the whole thing for us because, again, nobody told us. There's no way. We constantly have conversations with my friends and I'm like, is this perimenopause? Is this what Sadie 3 years ago? You know, and we're all doing that because only conversations that you're having that women are starting to go, hang on a second, there's something in that. Whereas nobody through any trajectory of my life or at any point in my life went, by the way, you may have your pregnancies, you'll have your babies, and then you might feel like this, but this could be a symptom of perimenopause. I just thought I'd get hot flushes and...
That's the thing.
But you know what I mean?
We always associate menopause, perimenopause with hot flushes and being a bit hormonal.
Yeah.
But we have estrogen receptors all over our bodies, from our heads to our toes. So, and in our joints even, there's estrogen receptors. So when they're not being fed estrogen, we get frozen shoulder, we get achy joints, we get
sore hips.
See, and
when you have
hips,
RA... I've rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know what anything is anymore.
How are you here today? How does she get to work, Laura?
We'll have to carry her out.
It's the duty of care.
Well, listen, your show, which is Viva La Vulva, is a concert hall, the Bank Holiday Sunday of May 5th, 2024, 7 p.m. There are some tickets still available, so just kind of jump onto them really, really quick. You can jump onto the website, nch.ie, and as you said, the panellists will all be there. It is such a really, really incredible night. And it is exactly as you said, that it is very safe, it is very secure.
Yeah.
And I think it is very, very much a much needed outlet for women.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And they get a free Fabu blend actually with the tickets price as well, worth €30. So yeah.
Gosh. And thank you for the little gifts you brought in.
No problem.
I'll be looking 25 next week. Please give a round of applause to Laura. No, please leave your puppet.
I'll round of applause myself.
Do.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.